We're talking to Dorothy Tyner, and the date is February 23rd, 1982. I'd like to start out just asking you background questions, like where you were born and your early schooling.
McCracken, Kansas.
McCracken, Kansas?
And that's McCracken.
Is your family from there originally?
They live there. Oh, that's... Mm-hmm. I couldn't get them out of there, but I couldn't stay there.
Yeah,
why not? At any rate, pardon?
Why couldn't you stay there?
It was a little bitty town of about 600 people. Mm-hmm. When I left, there were 599. You know.
Uh-huh.
At any rate, then I went to I went through high school there.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to Piggott to Washburn College. It was then. It's now Washburn Municipal University. And law school there, too.
Uh-huh.
Took one summer course in KU, Kansas University Lawrence.
What did you major in undergrad?
Political science, history and political science.
And why did you want to go into law?
I don't know, except my father was always interested in law, and he had a friend that was a lawyer. I used to listen to him talk, and I early decided that's what I wanted to be.
There couldn't have been many other women lawyers at that time, were there?
Oh, not too many, but there were a few, right? You know?
Uh-huh.
There were two women in law school. See, it was a small school. There were four full professors. The rest were part-time. They were lawyers in town, in Topeka.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, not much taught now, was Margaret McGurnahan. And she was an elderly lady, but a delightful and great lawyer, really.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, not great in the sense of nationally great, but she was a great person. And Marie Russell was another one.
Were these members of your class, or were they attorneys who were teaching you?
They were teaching.
Oh, they were? So you had two women teaching?
Two women teachers.
Wow.
Just one course.
Mm-hmm.
What
were they teaching?
Margaret taught something with land. I don't remember now. But Marie taught comparative law, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she was good. And she was also state law librarian. She was law librarian for the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
And then I taught for a while. I became a librarian in the law school, and then I taught domestic relations the first semester.
Mm-hmm.
No, the first semester after I graduated, I was law librarian. And then I taught domestic relations that semester.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was asked to go on full time as an instructor. And I taught, I taught domestic relations, I can't remember, but about four courses are full-time.
Mm-hmm.
They are, you know.
Yeah.
But the main one was taxes.
You taught taxes too?
I taught taxation.
Yeah.
See, I'd gone to KU one summer, and I took taxation under a professor that was had been an accountant,
mm-hmm.
and also a lawyer, and he was good. So I knew something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I revised the course of taxation, because I had taken it, and I didn't like what they taught.
I have taken it, and I didn't like what they taught either. Yeah.
But I also taught income tax, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I had the federal taxation two of them. CCC.
Eight?
Whatever the other was, was it. But it was a good course.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one of my students was working. He made money on it, but he'd come to me on the hard problems. he was doing tax returns for people.
Uh-huh.
But he'd come to me with the difficult problems.
Yeah. Was he a CPA?
Pardon?
Was he a CPA, too? One of your students?
Kid?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he was a student. He was a lousy student. Except in taxation, he was excellent.
Yeah.
He loved it. He only went to law school because his father was a lawyer and wanted him to go to law school.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it took him about 5 years to get through, to get enough grade points.
Yeah.
Except he made good grades in taxation because he liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked me, I think.
Yeah.
Which helped. Well, then I also worked, while I was teaching, I also worked for an accounting firm
mm-hmm.
on taxes. I did all corporation tax returns. I worked with one of the accountants on insurance and banking returns, which was most interesting, you know? Then I, this one partner was on the accounting board or whatever it is, and they wanted to put me through a course so I could be a CPA.
Uh-huh.
And I sort of wanted to, but I was a little tired of going to school.
Yeah.
That's all I'd done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't take that up, and I should have. But anyway, then when I taught this 1 year, and I was going to, I was called from Chicago and went to a Cyclopedic Corporation. They were going to make a briefcase paper bag for accountants,
mm-hmm.
which they did. And this Kixmiller was the head of it.
How do you spell that?
KIXMILER, I think.
Uh-huh.
And he also had something to do with the starting of Commerce Clearinghouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about, CCH.
Yeah.
And, in fact, I think he had quite a lot to do. But mm-hmm. at any rate, this thing didn't fly.
Mm-hmm.
But I was taken to Chicago, and I was supposed to teach a summer course. But this Chicago venture, I liked. I went up there and interviewed, and they wanted to hire me.
Uh-huh.
So I got out of the summer course. I said, I'll be back in the fall.
Okay.
So I went back in the fall. They didn't want me to go. But I took some work with me. And I did it before school started, you know.
Now, this is the book on taxation. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
The paperback that you worked on.
Right.
What year was this?
Let me see. It must have been 40. Graduated in 41. Librarian and teacher 42. 41 and 42. And 42 and 43 I taught full time. But I came up here in 44, so I'm confused.
Mm-hmm. So it must have been sometime.
It was between 42 and 44, or 41 and 44.
Okay.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah, that you did this writing, yeah.
And I had that. The first thing they published, I was one of the editors.
Mm-hmm.
No, I threw it away.
Why?
I don't know. there's too much junk to carry around, you know? You accumulate things as you grow older, you know?
Yeah.
And so, then I had an offer of a job. Well, I brought this work home with me. Sent them my papers, which I was never compensated for. Thought about suing them, but I didn't.
You mean you sent them for this editing job? You sent them, and they never paid you for it?
No, not that part. They paid me a lot. I was in Chicago. I was awesome.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful time. And so I came back to teach. And then they wanted me to teach a new subject, and that was torts. And it's not a difficult subject, but I really had to do a lot of homework. And I started working on it. And then the dean changed, and I didn't care much for the new dean. Then I had an offer to go work for the War Labor Board in Kansas City. So I got out of that teaching job and went to Kansas City. And that was in September, I suppose. Or August, late August, early September.
Yeah.
Then I...
This is 43 then, you know?
Must have been. Then I I worked there for several months, and I came up here in August of 44. But I worked for the War Labor Board, and then I transferred to OPA, Office of Price Administration, in 1944, and was brought up here as the Assistant Enforcement Attorney. Now we're to Alaska, huh?
Now we're to Alaska. Okay. Just a couple questions. With the War Labor Board, did they have any jobs in Alaska? Is that...
Not to my knowledge. I don't know.
Yeah. Did you ask to be transferred to Alaska with OPA?
Yes.
You did?
In fact, I had to have permission from the chairman. Well, there's a long story behind that.
Go ahead.
I was going to be made head of a department in the attorney's department with an increase in pay. Then the head attorney went to war, and then the chairman of the War Labor Board, this is the original War Labor Board in Kansas. I think he went to war. And they had a new director. And this is one woman's discrimination that I'll never forget. I had dinner with he and one of the War Labor Board members one night. And he said, Dorothy, I'm not going to approve your rights. He said, you're making as much as my secretary. You're the highest paid woman in the organization. And I don't believe in women making any more money.
Oh, my God.
That's when I decided to get out of there.
Yeah.
You know? And then he put a man in as the head of this department. Guess who did the work?
You did.
All he did was sign the papers. And tell beautiful stories, a delightful guy. You know? I didn't dislike him or anything, but I was real unhappy about the whole bit.
Yeah.
So then I, anyway, I knew somebody with OPA. And he was the enforcement attorney. He wrote me a letter, wanted me to come.
Who was that?
Walter Watch, who was
later a judge.
Later a judge in Ketchikan, district or Supreme Court judge.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Where had you met him before?
In Kansas City.
Was he from Kansas? Was that?
No, he was from Kansas City. I don't know where he really was from, Missouri, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But at least I met him through our enforcement attorney in OP, in the War Labor Board.
Mm-hmm.
And they roomed together.
Oh, I see.
And mm-hmm. we used to have parties up at their house, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
That's where I met him. But we used to talk a lot. And so he wanted me up here. So I came up here.
Mm-hmm.
I was also very active in the Junior Bar Association one time.
What's the Junior Bar Association?
It's all attorneys under 36, American Bar Association.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose it's still active. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you belong in American Bar?
No.
Uh-uh. No. You should. At any rate. Garbage to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that garbage out here?
Yeah.
Where was I?
You had come up to Alaska, and you were talking about the Junior Bar Association.
Oh, yes. I was quite active in that. And they wanted me to represent the 10th region, and I didn't want to because I didn't think I knew enough about it.
Mm-hmm.
I should have, but I didn't.
Was 10th region Alaska? Or was that
no,
still down in Kansas?
In the States.
Mm-hmm.
Judicial. 10th circuit.
Uh-huh.
You know,
okay.
Circuit courts.
Yeah.
10th
okay.
circuit.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to. And Jimmy Fellers of Oklahoma was, well, did it
mm-hmm.
instead of me. I should. But anyway. Came up here, and on the way, I was interested in the traffic situation. James Economus in Chicago, a very good friend, was head of the traffic deal for the American Bar Association, or the Junior Bar.
What's that? What's the traffic then?
Well, it was the improvement of the traffic situation. Traffic courts,
mm-hmm.
and the whole bit. So I went to on behalf of the Junior Bar, I went to, I trained those days. Let's see, Wyoming, oh, Denver, Wyoming, Reno. I had a good time in Reno.
This sounds like a wonderful trip.
I met the Attorney General. The lawyer that was supposed to meet me in Reno
mm-hmm.
couldn't do it, so he had the Attorney General from Carson City drive up to Reno.
Uh-huh.
He came up with a couple of friends, and we took care of our business, and then we went up. Alan Bible, who was a senator from Reno for many, many years.
Oh. Was he the Attorney General then?
He was Attorney yeah. General of Nevada. I've had a lovely
yeah,
life.
You should have.
Then, to Boise. Oh, what a horrible bus trip from Reno to, well, I had to go someplace else. At any rate, it was dusty, dirty, you know, no
mm-hmm.
air conditioning.
Yeah.
And it was hot. And when I saw Boise, it was lovely. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, but he'd forgotten to make a reservation for me. And this was wartime. I called him, and he finally found a room for me.
Mm-hmm.
Best bath I ever had after that dust trip, you know?
Yeah.
And, oh, but Boise was lovely. Then to Seattle, I met somebody there. And these were all fun trips, really.
Mm-hmm. And this was all for the traffic. Board,
yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So did you go to the courts and all these places, or did you just talk about the
no,
rules?
I just went to the attorneys. There
uh-huh.
were some kind of a deal.
Yeah.
With traffic court situation.
When did you do all this? This is before you went to Alaska, isn't it?
It was on my way.
This is
it was in August.
Longest trip I've ever heard. Yeah.
And so then I took a boat from Seattle to Juneau.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful boat trip. Met some lovely people, and we had another fun all the way up.
Yeah.
And the weather was gorgeous. Through the inside passage,
mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. So I had Juneau. And the head of the OPA was a lady by the name of Mildred Herman,
mm-hmm.
The first woman lawyer in Alaska.
What was she like?
She weighed about 300 pounds,
mm-hmm.
But lovely. A very nice gal. And she took me to lunch the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Said she kind of resented my presence because she was the only woman lawyer in Alaska. She was nice about it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't resent this at all.
Yeah.
And so I was 6 weeks in Juneau, and it was either cloudy or rain the whole time.
Yeah.
The main from Kansas, I didn't care much for that. Because it seldom rained there.
Yeah.
And so then, I'm telling you my life's history, I guess. Then I wanted to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And Watts didn't want to. Just.
So he was in Juneau the whole time?
He was in Juneau.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he came up here occasionally, but usually I did the travel.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Fairbanks and practiced before. Well, first, Cy Helenthal, called him Cy, I forgot his name, Simon?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose.
Yeah, no, it was Simon, yeah.
I met him, he was a judge here.
In Juneau?
Judge.
Oh, in Anchorage.
In Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, he hated the OPA with passion.
Why?
As most people did.
Why do people hate it?
Office of Price Administration, they couldn't raise their prices.
Were you real strict?
And it was Roosevelt, you know?
Mm-hmm. They didn't like Roosevelt?
Well, I don't. Well, it was all such a new operation.
What did you think about it while you were doing it?
It was a job.
Mm-hmm.
I did it.
Yeah.
Most of my cases were settled,
mm-hmm.
out of court, you know. Like they do in antitrust cases and all that. They pay so much.
Yeah.
Forget about it. Don't do it anymore.
You know?
Injunction.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Judge Helmthal said you can't practice in Alaska if you haven't taken the bar.
Had you been practicing before you took the bar? Had you?
Oh, yeah, an OPA. So I had underlined this and read because Watts told me he had a rent control director that was also a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
They both told me that Cy Helenthal hated OPA.
Mm-hmm.
So I had underlined the act where it says any attorney OPA who has been admitted to the bar can practice here. It wasn't put that way, but so I handed that to him.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of threw it back, almost. Why didn't you tell me that in the first place? Well, he knew it.
Mm-hmm.
We afterwards became very good friends. But he put me through my paces the first time I appeared before.
Yeah.
I had a time, A to Z, everything I was doing, you know. We kind of became real good friends. And so, then I said, well, I went to Fairbanks and practiced under Judge Pratt.
Mm-hmm. For the 6 weeks you were in Juneau, what did you do?
worked mostly in the office, you know, going over investigators' reports.
Mm-hmm.
We had 16 investigators.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go over their reports and decide whether to file a suit or not. And I'd dictate complaints and all that bit, you know.
Was this in 1944?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came up here first in 45 on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I was supposed to do then, but, you know. And so I also went to Fairbanks and Cordova. Well, just almost any place needed somebody to check on something. Had a ball.
Who are some of the lawyers who were here then?
Who? Oh, the lawyers? Oh, Mildred Herman told me to talk to Jerry Williams.
Mm-hmm.
You know Jerry?
Mm-hmm.
And so I did. And he invited me to the bar lunch.
Uh-huh.
And that was an experience.
Why do you say that?
There were 12, and they put 3 bottles on the table. One was scotch, one was bourbon, one was something else.
Mm-hmm.
And George Grigsby was the president, delightful gentleman. And Carl Drager was the secretary. Let's see. Bill Renfrew, Ed Davis. Not very many, is it?
Was McCutcheon up here then?
Yeah, Stan McCutcheon. And let's see, Nesbitt came shortly after I did.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we studied for the bar together.
Oh.
At nights in the library.
Mm-hmm.
And he taught me all I knew about admiralty law. So he was a commander in the Navy.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know anything about admiralty. Who knew anything about admiralty in Kansas, you know?
Yeah. Totally landlocked.
But he taught me, he says, I want to go over my notes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I took notes. I got through that admiralty exam.
Uh-huh.
At any rate, then, you know, I'm not going to stop if you cut me off.
Oh, you're doing fine. This is...
I had some...
I was going to ask, was McCary here then, too? Was he
yes,
another...
McCary was here.
He was here. Was he a member of the bar then?
Yeah, he was when I was here.
Okay. Was Dorothy Holland here?
Dorothy was an investigator in Juneau
mm-hmm.
at the time I came here. She came after I did.
Uh-huh.
I think she was admitted at the bar. We were both admitted in 1946. And she may have been admitted just before I was, I'm not
mm-hmm.
sure. And, but I worked with Dorothy, yes, she was an investigator.
Mm-hmm.
She was also a lawyer. Well, Moody was also an investigator.
Moody was, I didn't know that.
Oh, nobody talks about OPA because nobody liked it, you know?
I don't understand, well, why didn't they like it? Was it in such ill repute?
Oh, yes, mm-hmm. Everybody hated it. They called it OPU. And you will seldom read about any of these histories of these guys that work for OPU. that will admit they worked for
it. Mm-hmm.
But I don't care.
Yeah.
I did. And so in 1946, I think Clyde Dallas wasn't here when he first came, but he was in the war somehow.
Mm-hmm.
But he was here. Oh, what's his name? Rolly. R-O-L-L-E.
I've never heard of him.
Well, he left or died or something. I didn't know him too well.
Mm-hmm.
Real nice guy. Let me see if I can find a picture.
Okay.
I say that again.
Mm-hmm.
George Grigsby in the early days was president.
Yeah.
And he would appoint committees, and they never did anything.
What kind of committees? What were they supposed to be doing?
Oh, I don't remember. You know, just things that bar associations do, except they didn't do it. And then he'd call for reports, and anything. It was more of a social group than most of it.
Yeah.
And then Carl Drager was the secretary, and he'd come up with the minutes. And they were always funny. They had some basis in fact, but most of it was imaginary, but delightful.
Yeah.
No, he'd read the minutes. Then one time we had a man by the name of... He isn't in those pictures. He came later. He was a southerner. Massachusetts and Tennessee. He ran for, not Massachusetts, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And Tennessee. And always hated the black people.
Uh-huh.
With a passion.
Yeah.
So these guys got together and they wrote up a letter from George Bell, I remember the name Bell, and they read it at the Bar Association. He wanted to join the Bar Association.
Mm-hmm.
And this man went in orbit. He just blew his top. And it was all, we knew that's what would happen, and that's why it was done, you know.
Was George Bell black? Is that?
Yeah, he was black.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, he didn't exist. But this man didn't know that.
Oh,
no. Well, that carried on for two or three Saturdays, you know, for fun.
That's really funny. Who was this man? Who was?
I can't think of his name now. Now, I have to, because I was appointed on a murder case with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a civil suit going in Fairbanks, so he was probably no help.
Yeah.
And I didn't want him anyway. And my guy got second degree instead of first. That was one small triumph.
Yeah.
Paul Robinson and I were on another case, and we won that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was acquitted. And
is that when the court just appointed people?
Mm-hmm.
Was there any system to the appointments?
Any what?
Any system they followed?
Not formally. I think they appointed some older member of the bar, usually, with a younger member of the bar. Because there weren't too many members.
Yeah. Only 12.
Well, that was first.
That was in about 45. There were about 12.
Now, Bill Renfrew isn't in there. But he was a member. Now, there are one... And what? There were only eight there, so there were...
Well, you're the only woman in all these pictures.
Well...
Were you the sweetheart of the bar, is this the...
Well, I wouldn't say that, but they were nice to me.
They put you in the middle of their picture. It's like the Supreme Court justice is putting a Sandra Day in the middle of
them. Isn't that great that she got that job?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what was it?
Did they accept you pretty well?
Oh, indeed.
Yeah.
And most helpful. When I went into private practice in 1946, call me up and give me a case. Then they called me up and told me how to handle it. They were just great.
Yeah.
Really. I had no problems with the lawyers. And really, not too much. After I got out of OPA, with the press or anybody, they were all. I didn't feel oppressed. I felt no good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why did you decide to stay after you got out of OPA?
When I came into Anchorage in 1945, after 6 weeks in Juneau, in rain, sunny, it was on October 20. It was sunny, the streets were straight. Juneau, they're cow pies, you know. And I was here for, until November 8th, I think. Then it snowed. And I even loved that. But, yeah, it was just gorgeous that whole time.
Yeah.
And I met so many people, and they were all nice to me, you know?
Yeah.
I said, this is my country, I'm going to stay.
You met the bar at that time, too, or you'd already?
Yes.
You did.
During that time. That was I think 1945, yeah, it had to be. And so then I started maneuvering to get transferred to Anchorage, which I did in the spring of 46. Oh dear. It wasn't as good as it used to be, but.
Doing very well.
And then I left the OPA in 46 in July. Went back outside. Came back up. I thought I had a law business going, but I didn't.
Why did you think you did?
Well, I'm not going to go into that. But a lawyer here was going to be appointed DA. So I paid him some rent on the building. He was going to turn the brights over me, all except one case. And that was fine, so I felt good. Quit the job, went outside, came back. He couldn't get the money he wanted, so the deal was off.
What do you mean he couldn't get the money he wanted?
Well, he couldn't get paid as much as he thought he was going to.
For the DA's job?
So he decided not to sell, or not to turn over the practice to me. And so, until October 1st, I lived mostly in a hotel, then I could open my own office. And it was kind of financially bad for me, and it really wasn't. It was kind of an unhappy situation because I didn't have to quit my job right then.
Yeah, so you quit before the OPA folded then.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to practice, general practice.
So what did you end up doing?
I opened an office. Then I got married, which was a mistake. I had a baby. But I was off. Mid-April until 1st of June.
So you didn't practice or do anything? You just got married and had a baby?
No, I did practiced.
At the same time?
That. I did. That was my life. I loved them. I loved Courtney.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry.
Well, you have another question?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, did you marry someone from Anchorage? Well, you came back, or?
Oh, he was a soldier. So we were divorced when my son was 13 months old, so.
Did you keep the son?
Oh, indeed I did.
Where is he now?
He's in Topeka, Kansas. Started law school, and then he even got involved in a oil company, and he's now vice president of the corporation.
In Topeka.
In Topeka, he's doing well.
Yeah, he's back in Kansas, and you're up in Alaska.
Yeah, I didn't want to ever go back there, but here he is, so I'm going back.
You are going back?
Or, no, just for visits. Mm-hmm. No, I don't like Texas. How the people are great.
Yeah.
But the weather is lousy. Worse than last summer up here.
That's hard to believe.
Well, it's different. It's drier. Because I grew up in Western Quay State.
Yeah.
It's much better out there now. It's nicer. Mm-hmm. I don't been raining. As you know, I've been drinking, so I don't have many more.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
One of the crazy things we did at the Bar Association, that was about, I don't remember something I had in your hand. Must have been about, you see, Wendell was off to the wars. Pete was chief police one time here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know him then. Then he went back and went to law school. And then Mr. Cuddy died. Well, Dan was practicing with Wendell and the Cuddies. And,
well, I can ask you questions. Why don't I, that
might be better.
Might be easier. So you went into private practice while you had a young son?
No, I went into private practice before I had a son.
Right. But you practiced the whole time.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, on March 3rd, my son was born April 23rd.
Uh-huh.
And I was in court on March 31st.
Oh, are you kidding?
Bill Renfrew said I was as big as a house. Now, it was a divorce case, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wasn't, I didn't go to court much, but.
Yeah. But you did right after.
And then in the, let's see, I rented my office to somebody until June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back into practice.
What kind of practice were you doing this time?
General, believe me.
What kind of cases were they?
Oh, criminals, civil, everything. Okay. Just anything that walked in. Mm-hmm.
Was it hard to get cases?
Well, I didn't make a lot of money, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the fees weren't very good those days, either. Yeah. Nobody had that much money. After the war, you know, the money wasn't so plentiful. During the war up here, it was, there was lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
And, but.
Was that because of the army?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not that. Mm-hmm. Oh, construction and all that stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Not too much control.
Yeah.
And so there's money floating around.
Did lawyers refer cases back and forth a lot? Did they try to help each other out?
Quite a bit. Quite a bit. And in those days, a lawyer's word was bond, you know? Mm-hmm. Until we caught one.
Who'd you catch?
I'm not gonna say.
Yeah.
That what didn't stick by what he said. Boy, he was an outcast, I'll tell you mm-hmm. that. He isn't here anymore.
Yeah.
He hasn't been here for a long time. But that just didn't work. You know,
mm-hmm.
we could make a settlement agreement over the telephone. You know,
mm-hmm.
and nobody questioned anybody. It worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a settlement deal with Bill Renfrew one time. I went into his office with two copies of something. I don't know. Document that. he needed for mm-hmm. the settlement. And he said, well, Jesus Christ, why didn't you make 3 copies? I said, why in the hell didn't you tell me to make 3 copies?
Yeah.
The way you had to deal with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he calmed down. Yeah. You know? That was it.
So you knew how to deal with the lawyers in town. You didn't have any problems
with
settling or?
None. They were beautiful. All of them.
Mm-hmm. That's very nice. When was there ever a transition when more lawyers were coming in that you found it more difficult to deal with lawyers?
Yes, finally we had to have written agreements, mm-hmm. you know, or on paper, some damn thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Can you mark a time period when that mm-hmm. was starting to happen?
I really can't. I really can't. Because then I went to... Oh, then I got awful sick. And old Pete and I went into business together.
This is Pete Calmrady?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For a while. And that worked out pretty well. But then I got awful sick. And I had to stay out for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so, well, I sold out and went back to work for the government.
Oh, you did? What? Why? Over that
period? I had to. I didn't have any money. My mm-hmm. practice was gone.
After 3 months?
After 3 months, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you know, it would take 3 more months to get back.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have the money. And by that time, I had my son,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Well, I had to do something, so I went back with, it was then, rent control, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What year was it?
Let me see. I was born in 38.